Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Virginia Governor George Allen was on a red eye last night, from what I understand, coming back from President Reagan's ranch near Santa Barbara. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it was Tails, California.
Yeah, right.
with their high taxes, 13.3% income tax.
Oh, that's craziness.
Yeah, and it's not deductible, all that deductible. And high sales taxes and a very unfriendly business climate. I was out there for the American Legislative Exchange Council. They call it Tax and Policy Academy. We went up to the Reagan Ranch, and it was a keynote speaker, and there was a lot of really good discussion on what they call a magazine or an annual publication, Rich States, Poor States. And the states that are growing are those with lower taxes, and the states with higher taxes are the poorer state because people are leaving. And the top three states, generally speaking, are Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, all without state income taxes. And then out west, because of California, Arizona and Nevada are just booming with businesses moving there and people fleeing high taxes. So it was great to be out there at the Reagan Ranch, which is, you know, preserving presidential homes are things just so important, which is, I'm on the board of governors for the Reagan Ranch with the Young Americas Foundation that saved the ranch, just like the ladies of Mount Vernon saved George Washington's Mount Vernon, and the Thomas Jefferson Foundation for Monticello. And those are very important for people understanding the person as well as the policies.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. You know, I went out there with him once. With Margaret Thatcher. It was really amazing.
Oh, you were there. That is, you know, that's one of the most historic visits ever. Oh, yeah, that's great.
It was amazing. But, I hope everybody will get a chance to stop by and visit the Reagan Ranch, like Mount Vernon, at some point in the near future. I got to ask you about the continuing resolution stuff in Washington. Man, we're mortgaging our future in D.C.
Yeah. You know, well, John, you remember, you were my trusted aide. What I thought of these continuing resolutions, and I proposed a paycheck penalty, that if Congress has one job to do every year, and that is pass budget bills or appropriations bills on time, that's their job. And if they don't get it done on time, their pay ought to be withheld. If you had a contractor working on your house and he didn't finish the job, he wouldn't get paid.
Right.
If somebody hasn't finished working on your vehicle, you don't get paid, and really need to get back to basics. And if they withheld these members' pay until they got all the budget or appropriations bills done on time, I guarantee you they would not be using this irresponsible, you know, kicking the can down the road, continuing resolutions rather than getting their job done.
Yeah,
on
make
time.
Them feel a little bit. Hey,
exactly.
Did you watch any of the impeachment stuff? Do you think Donald Trump's in the clear?
I saw some of it. Again, I have been too busy doing other things to watch too much of it. My view is still the same. Regardless of, just stipulate what you think he did was improper, still, I don't see where there's anything that would remove the president from office with impeachment. Yeah. And to me, it's mostly political theater.
Yeah. Might have backfired on the Democrats. We'll have to see. I think they didn't acquit themselves very well this week, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll watch and see. Hey, I don't want the time to get away without talking football. Gary's with us
in
the studio.
Good morning, Governor.
The leader.
Yeah.
I was 4-0 last week, just for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's counting?
I am.
Yeah, of course you are.
That's right. So I am 34-11. The coin is 28-17, and the Governor, thanks to the burgundy and gold, 26-19 on the season. Okay, here we go. The headline game this week is the 425 national game, the Dallas Cowboys in Foxborough to play the Patriots. Governor, who you got?
This could be a good game. I think New England, I'm going to go with them because of their really outstanding defense. I don't think their offense is much this year at all, and they're playing at home, and they're tough to beat there.
I think the Cowboys are ripe to win this game. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
Really?
The way Dak Prescott is playing, I think they're going to get enough to outscore the Patriots offense. I'm going with the Cowboys.
And let's see what the coin says. It's tails, so it's the Patriots.
Nope.
No, it's
the
Cowboys.
Yep.
Okay.
So you got.
I have to be for.
You're rooting for the Patriots,
England.
Standing
right.
Alone.
That's really hard.
Okay, so great Sunday and Monday night matchups this week. On
yeah.
Sunday night, we have the Green Bay Packers in San Francisco to face the 49ers. Who you got?
49ers, much better defense, also playing at home. I think that gives them an advantage.
I'm taking San Fran as well. What about the coin?
Let's see. Tails again.
Packers it is.
Yep.
Okay, Monday night, we have the Baltimore Ravens, who are riding high, probably playing better than any team in the NFL, going to the West Coast to play the Rams in L.A. Rams probably need a win to save their season. Who you got, Governor?
Baltimore's on fire. Jackson's just playing out of his mind great. I'm going to go with Baltimore to go to the Coliseum and beat the Rams.
I got Baltimore as well. I think Lamar Jackson right now is the MVP in the NFL. He's playing at such a high level, I think it continues. What's the coin say?
Tails.
He's going Baltimore as well.
All right, good.
Okay, Redskins at home against the Detroit Lions.
Yes, I'm going with my family and hoping and praying that somehow they are inspired and play well and execute and beat the Detroit Lions.
No Matt Stafford, still picking the Lions.
You were very loyal, Governor. I give you credit.
I give you credit. Right,
hey,
and, you know,
man, is there a heads on this coin? It's tails again.
Tails, so he's got Detroit as well.
Yeah.
So,
that
you know,
games.
Right.
Two key games in our competition, the Redskins.
And the Patriots.
The Patriots. Yeah, both those teams.
Let me hear you say it, Governor. Say go Patriots. Let me hear you say it.
I like
He's
Patriots,
not
the ones who play football.
Okay.
I admire their coach. See y'all.
See y'all
I know
later.
You got to run.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.